This is the Motorsports Minute with Dennis Krause.
One of the goals of IndyCar's new Universal Aero Kit was to allow the cars to race more closely. Because of the length of Elkhart Lake's Road America, driver James Hinchcliffe says the Aero Kit changes might not be as evident as they are at other tracks.
Weirdly, this track is probably going to be the most similar to 2017, just because with the old kit, we would come here in a very low downforce configuration. So, you know, last year's kit at low downforce is comparable to this year's kit at, you know, maybe not max, but a normal trim level. So I don't think it's actually going to be, I don't think we're going to notice a difference as much here, just even just in the feel from behind the wheel. It'll be interesting to see what the racing's like. You know, everywhere we've been, the car's been able to follow closer, so you'd like to think that that's going to hold true here. But again, we're just not sure because it is kind of the closest configuration to what we've had in the past.
This is the Motorsports Minute on the Pit Pass Radio Network.